Pope Francis's six-day, three-city tour of the United States has been closely watched by Americans, and not just Catholics. The press has been locked into Pope coverage since he arrived in Washington Tuesday night. 24-hour news stations have been following his every move, his meetings with politicians, his speech before Congress, that cute little girl who snuck past security to give the Pope a letter about her immigrant parents. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik is here to talk about all this media coverage of the Pope's visit. David, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much.
So inside our newsroom here, I know it was on nonstop. Every time I looked at the TV, the Pope, there he was. Is that really what it was been like? You can take a step back and look at it. Has it been as much as we think it's been?
Oh, I think the coverage has been tremendous of the Pope's arrival, the anticipation coverage building in the days ahead. MSNBC and NBC News took advantage of the opportunity to reintroduce Brian Williams to viewers after his long month suspension. And the coverage on websites, traffic has certainly reflected the fact that people are hungering for this. I mean, there's so much built into this. You have a very popular, charismatic Pope. You have a South American Pope appealing to Latinos, Hispanics in this country. You have somebody who travels in this tiny little Fiat. And you see this, you know, the Pope ducking his head out and waving in those silk white robes out of that such a modest little, fuel economic car. There's so many aspects of this, both visually and emotionally for a lot of people. I think it's a good news story.
But he's not the first pope to visit the United States. Benedict was here. Pope John Paul was here several times. Are you saying that this time was different and it's not always so robust?
I think John Paul II was tremendously popular. I remember being in Baltimore, a young reporter for the Baltimore Sun, when he came 2 decades ago to that city, among others in the U.S., and he was greeted with just floods of crowds. I mean, any pope visiting this country will attract tremendous crowds. But John Paul II was also a hero in many ways to Catholics, to people who are anti-communist, to Poles. Non-Italian pope was at that time still something of a rarity. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is harking back to that kind of popularity, perhaps a slightly different tenor and tone in coverage, but nonetheless strong and in some ways effusive.
You know, I remember back in 2013 standing in a newsroom. That is back when Francis was elected. And there's that scene that happens every time a pope is elected where you're breathlessly watching and waiting for the white smoke to emerge from the Vatican. And I just have to ask, you know, is there something about the papacy itself, the mystique and the sometimes secretive nature of the Catholic Church that almost makes us a little bit obsessed with it?
Well, I think if you talk to people who are, Catholic believers, you know, the Pope represents God's will in some ways here on earth and it helps to interpret that with fairly important doctrinal interpretation. For non-believing Catholics, it's nonetheless a strong cultural pull. I do agree with you, the pageantry, the secrecy, the mystique in many ways draws people to it, sometimes with enjoyment, sometimes with deep skepticism or resentment. And scandals in recent years afflicting the church in many parts of this country, many countries across the world, has made that secrecy seem more odious at times. Mm. But I think that for a country founded on the idea that there's no state religion, and for a country founded on the idea that there's no strict class, that is, there's no royalty or aristocracy per se, we're awfully interested in the Catholic Church and its mystique. We're awfully interested in, for example, the British royalty and the monarchy in that country and the pageantry of that. And I think those tie in. We sort of get to enjoy what happens abroad in that way as a way of not having to reflect it here in this country so much.
Well, the fascinating thing that happened this time around is that the pageantry was in some way combined with politics. You know, Francis talking about marriage and the death penalty and immigration when he spoke before Congress. A Fox News commentator has complained that the media took a lot of what the Pope has said in this visit and covered it in an overtly political way by tying it too closely to the debates that we've been having in this country, especially around the 2016 election. I mean, what do you make of that? Is that a fair critique of the way the media has covered the more political side of the Pope's visit?
Well, the Pope is a spiritual leader, but he's also a world leader, a political figure in some ways. Just think about the issues that he's talked to directly and perhaps somewhat more obliquely. He's talked about immigration and with a, you know, clear pointed nature about the implications in this country, the debates we're having now as we gear up for the 2016 elections. He talks about poverty. He's very humble about this. You know, he washes the feet of people who are themselves abjectly impoverished. He talks about climate change and responsibilities we have. He's made clear his views about the refugee crisis. Now affecting countries in Europe, but really people fleeing Syria. And liberals have embraced his more seemingly welcoming, embracing tone toward gays and lesbians and toward those who have in the past had abortions. I think that if, you know, conservatives take often look askance at that. Some conservative lawmakers have denounced this Pope's beliefs, even as he's received a warm embrace in Washington in recent days. And yet, you know, his actual words and policies on things like gay marriage and abortion may be not so different as his predecessors. But, you know, he's an important figure. John Boehner clearly moved by him and during his visit to Washington, the Capitol, a figure for people on all sides of the political spectrum.
Well, the flurry will come to an end as the Pope's time here is fleeting. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik in New York. David, thank you.
You bet.